a cute sound, really, isn't it, Jess? Hello now to Donna Rice of 35 Congress Avenue. Happy birthday to you, Donna, from your mammy and daddy, brothers and sisters. Also from Mr. and Mrs. O'Donnell of 26 Trinity Gardens, who celebrated their wedding anniversary yesterday. Hello to you from all the family. And for Anne and David Johnson of the Glen and Tully Allen, John McKenna in Tully Allen, happy birthday to you from all the family. And finally for Joan and Danny McAvoy, who celebrated their 25th wedding anniversary last night. Congratulations, Joan and Danny. From Ethna and all the friends of yours and all your relations. 2 minutes away from midday. Don't forget our phone line now is open for the People's Choice, 0413-1699. Room for about five or six more. That's about the height of it today. First in, first served, 0413-1699. You can give us a second choice as well. Lonnie Hill's new song, Up to the News. We're back after that with the People's Choice. Join us, won't you?
I was a lonely man. Girl, and you were lonely too. When we met for the first time, you were looking my way, and our eyes had so much to say. We'll be getting together today, down and gather for me. I met that lady today. Down at Galveston, Maine. I met that lady today. Walking hand in hand, for this time I'll be that man.
Can you buy at wholesale prices boots, shoes, socks, boiler suits, anoraks, donkey jackets and all the working man's clothes at the Safety Centre, Donaghy's Mill, Drogheda, County Louth. Telephone 041 31155.
Moinside Radio News.
It's 2 minutes.
minutes past 12. Good afternoon. The three teachers' unions here, the INTO, the ASTI and the TUI, are to make a formal complaint to the International Labour Organization for the alleged breaches of the organization's conventions in the handling of the dispute with the government over pay. Opening the INTO's annual delegate conference in Tralee this morning, outgoing President Roisin Carabin said that the unions would be arraigning the government at an early date. Meanwhile, Education Minister Patrick Cooney is addressing the TUI conference in Westport and has said the government is now to appoint a chairman to the arbitration board in an effort to resolve the dispute. The ASTI conference is being held at Bundoran and it's expected that all unions will receive a mandate from their members to step up their action in their pay dispute with the government. The Northern Ireland Secretary of State, Tom King, has urged unionists to accept an offer of new talks with Mrs. Thatcher to break the deadlock over the Anglo-Irish deal. He made the plea after a night of petrol bombing and hijacking in Belfast and sectarian attacks on Catholic homes at Lisburn. Mr. King said the violence was mindless and ludicrous. He also defended a ban on a unionist parade in Portadown, saying some very nasty dissident elements were intent on taking over the march. Meanwhile, Northern Security Minister Nicholas Scott has said the police had received clear, precise and definite information that loyalist paramilitaries planned to exploit the situation. He warned loyalist leaders to look carefully at the violent road down which some of them appeared to be going. The man killed when hit by a car at Sutton in Dublin last night has been named. He was 40-year-old George O'Flynn from Bettystown Avenue, Raheny. He was walking home with his son when he was knocked down by a vehicle. Gardaí are looking for anybody with information to contact them on the accident. There has been a sharp fall in crude oil prices, with prices in New York dipping to below $10 a barrel. The sudden fall has been blamed on a statement from the United Arab Emirates oil minister that prices could fall to as low as $5 a barrel. Greenpeace campaigners were today releasing 1,000 markers in the sea off the Sellafield nuclear reprocessing plant in Cumbria. They hope that reports of where and when they come ashore will prove that radioactive waste pollutes beaches over a wide area. Yesterday they released more than 2,000 balloons to show where discharges of gas from Sellafield might go. A 45-man French observer force is preparing to pull out of the Lebanon after a two-year tour of duty. The team has been monitoring ceasefire violations across the Green Line, which divides Christian East Beirut from the Muslim sector in the west. And in Dublin, it's reported that Gay Byrne has been arrested for involvement in illegal lotteries in connection with his radio and TV shows, but it's yet unconfirmed. Another weather forecast, sunny spells and isolated wintry showers. The showers will become frequent in the evening, especially in the northern counties. Light to moderate west to northwest winds, gusty and showers, cold at maximum temperatures of 5 to 7 degrees Celsius. Minimum temperatures tonight will fall to 0 degrees with a light to sharp ground frost. Drying conditions, moderate to good. I'll be back at 1:15 with the next news bulletin.
We got it, the great sound of today, bubbling Morningside Radio. With you.
If you would like to advertise on the biggest local radio station in Ireland, dial 041-37242. Or from Northern Ireland, 0011-37242. Blindside Radio at your service.
The People's Choice.
Happy atmosphere, music everywhere. Nashville. So let me take you there, and you and I'll be dancing in the cool night air. Oh, 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 what an atmosphere. I love a party with a heavy atmosphere. Mm-hmm, yeah, music everywhere, and soon we'll be dancing in the cool night air.
So, welcome into today's People's Choice, April 1st, 1986 on the radio on Boyneside with Dave C. That's the first one there, a great record, Russ Abbott on Atmosphere. That's for Gene O'Reilly, who works in town here, working in fact in Peter Street, Drogheda. Hello to you, Gene, and that's from your boyfriend, James. Giving you an update now on the situation with the People's Choice. Thank you all for the phone calls. Two more only is needed. We need two more only, and the first two phone calls to 041-31699 will be included today, okay? 31699, only the first two phone calls. Number two on today's People's Choice is for Imelda, Jenny, Doreen and Kathy, and they're listening to the radio in Brookville at the moment. And they want to hear this record, Murray Head, One Night in Bangkok.
De la creme of the chess world in a show with everything but Yul Brynner. Time flies, doesn't seem a minute since the Tyrolean star had the chess bars in it. All change, don't you know that when you play at this level there's no ordinary venue. It's Iceland, or the Philippines, or Hastings, or this place.
One night in Bangkok, the world jumps for the bars are temples, but their bells ain't free. You'll find a god in every golden person, and if you're lucky, then the god's a she. I can feel an angel sliding up to me.
One town's very like another when your head's down over your pieces, brother.
It's a drag, it's a bore, it's really such a pity to be looking at the bar, not looking at the city.
What do you mean? You see one crowded, polluted, thinking town. Get tired, you're talking to a tourist whose every move's among the purest. I get my kicks above the waistline, sunshine.
One night in Bangkok makes the heart man humble. Not much between despair and ecstasy. One night in Bangkok can the tough guy crumble. Can't be too careful with your company. I can feel the devil walking next to me.
The witness to the ultimate test of cerebral fitness. This grips me more than would a muddy old river or reclining Buddha. Thank God I'm only watching the game, controlling it. I don't see you guys rating the kind of mate I'm contemplating. I'd let you watch. I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors.
One night in Bangkok, the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but their pulse ain't free. You'll find a god in every golden.
in despair and ecstasy. One night in Bangkok and the tough guys tumble. Can't be too careful with your company. I can feel the devil walking next to me.
There's a fabulous clearance sale of Waterford Crystal at the gift shop Strand Street Scaries. As the owner is retiring from business, this is a once-off opportunity for you to buy this beautiful giftware at savings of 20% and even up to 25% off the recommended retail price. The gift shop is open Tuesday to Saturday each week, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Special opening Easter Sunday and Easter Monday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. So remember, the gift shop, Strand Street Scaries, ideal for wedding presents. Buy now while stocks last. Telephone 490063.
Hello, Tommy Leddy from the Sound Shop Drogheda here with our 2 for the price of 1 Easter offer. We are giving a free LP with every LP purchased, a free music cassette with every music cassette purchased, and a free single with every single purchase. And to play them on, we have a rack system for only £180, or £36 deposit, and £3.33 per week. There's always a bargain at the Sound Shop, the home of music in Ireland. Bye-bye now!
Why do people shop at Sasha? We discovered for the style, for the look, for the difference, and for the prices. Fashion girls have got it in fashion and accessories. Be smart, get wise. Don't just look, open your eyes. Fashion girls have got it in fashion and accessories.
Drogheda Town Centre.
So strong, well I don't know which way to turn.
music there from Mr. Lennon's little boy, Julian there, the song called Say You're Wrong. And we'll say that's for Mrs. Eileen Dunn in Dunlear. Happy birthday to you today, Eileen, from your husband Ian and your son Noel and two daughters, Maureen and Kira. Now, we have room for one more. We only have room for one more at this stage in the game of the People's Choice. 0413 1699, and the first caller in will be on today's last record of today's show. 0413 1699. Only one more. Number four is Billy Ocean. We're playing this for Peter Finnegan in Marion Park. Hi to you today, Peter. You lucky boy from Jacinta O'Reilly. Billy Ocean sings Lover Boy. That's Billy Ocean there, as you said, gang, and that's called Lover Boy. It's 23 minutes after 12. We'll also play that song for Susan McEntee, who is in Brookville. Hello to you, Susan. Best wishes today from Sean. Now then, here's a great record. What a great choice this is. This is for Alan Cunningham out in Slane, lovely Slane. Hi, Al. Howard Jones for you. Things can only get better, right? Thank you.
When I get to lose it all, security shot through the wall. Future dreams we have to realize. A thousand skeptic hands won't keep us from the things we plan. Unless we're clinging to the things we prize. And do you feel scared? The final show. Get to 60 and no regret. It may take a little time, a lonely path, an uphill climb. Success on me, you will not alter it.
Jones, things can only get better. Item number six today at the People's Choice is a very good record indeed again. Well, of course, they're all good records. You've got great choice, all of you, haven't you? Hello to Patrick Tully and to Martin Byrne, who are listening to the radio at the moment in Rathmullen Park. They wanted us to play James Ingram. Yeah, Mo, be there. Reach out and call his name. His name.
whenever you call.
Center Drawler, 1.5 litre minerals, 49 pence.
Cottage Crisp, 6-pack, 49p.
Minerals, 6 cans, 99 pence.
Squeeze Orange Juice, 1 litre, 69p.
5 packets biscuits, 99 pence.
Nappies, 10s, £1.19.
Potatoes, 4 stone bags, £2.99.
4 tins dog food, 99p.
Mince, 89 pence.
Rib steak, 129.
8 beef burgers, 99 pence.
£2 streaky rashers, 99p.
Back rashers, 169.
And pork sausages, 89p.
Remember, quality comes first at Super Value, Abbey Centre Drawder.
Michael Briscoe Electrics, Bolton Street, Drogheda. Great pre-stock taking sale is now on. There's £50 off washing machines, fridge freezers, TVs, electric and gas cookers, music centers and rack systems. Come in and see for yourself. Drastic reductions on all home appliances. Michael Briscoe Electrics, Bolton Street, Drogheda, for unbelievable rock bottom prices.
Hey, next time you're at Luciano's Nightclub Drogheda, treat yourself to a beautiful meal in Pinocchio's fast food restaurant. Pinocchio served curries, fried chicken and chips, burgers, and why not treat yourself to a glass of wine? Cheers!
The People's Choice at 27 minutes to 1 o'clock on the radio. I'll be playing it for Nolene O'Donoghue and Teresa White, who are listening here in Drogheda. And they want us to play Survivor from Rocky IV and Burning Heart.
Against all hope, there is so much at stake. Seems I
survivor there, the burning heart. A good record indeed it is too. Now then, item number 8 today in the People's Choice, which by the way is totally fully booked up today. Thank you very much indeed. This is for Pat O'Hare in Monaster Boyce, who wants to hear Talking Heads.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know
song, isn't it, Jeff? Indeed, that's We're on the Road to Nowhere, of course, and it comes to you from Talking Heads. Now then, let me see what's the story now. One, two, we've got four more to go. Four great records indeed, too. And here's a good rocky song for you now. It's item number 9. We say happy birthday to Thomas Callahan at 84 Ballsgrove. Hello, Thomas. This is from all the family today. They wish you a big happy birthday. And they want to hear something from Rod Stewart. Here's Hot Legs.
Thank you.
That's a great song. That's Rod Stewart there. And Hot Legs. It's 14 minutes to 1 o'clock. We want to give you our address before the next record. As you've already seen today, you are advised to write into us as opposed to ringing us, because then you're almost certainly guaranteed to get your People's Choice record played. The idea is, we want you to just give us your full name. You must give us your full name, please. We're going to have to insist on this from now on. Your full name. You'll have to give us the general area that you live in. That's very important too. And your favourite record, and a second choice as well. So your full name, the general area you live in, not exactly your exact address, but the general area you live in, your favourite record, and a second choice as well, in case, as most likely happens, somebody else nominates it, all right? And the address to write to is People's Choice, Boyneside Radio, Trinity Street, Drogheda. Very simple, isn't it? Like myself. That's People's Choice, Boyneside Radio, Trinity Street in Drogheda. Item number 10 is for Nan and Mick Kierans in Pierce Park. Lil and Patsy say thank you for a lovely day yesterday. Oh, isn't that nice? With Whitney Houston and How Will I Know?
Oh, I lose.
Easter weekend, try something refreshingly different and come on out to the theater. The Little Duke Theater proudly presents the internationally acclaimed star Agnes Burnell in her own show, Fathers Lying Dead on the Ironing Board, commencing this Easter Monday at 8:15 p.m. until the following Saturday. It's different, and it's a terrific night out at the Little Duke Theater in Drogheda. To this number, 041-38242. It puts you in contact with Frank Carolyn Towing Service. 041-38242. In the event of a crash or breakdown, it's the number you need to know. 041-38242. The number you won't want to ring, but you may have to. So make a note of it now. 041-38242. Frank Carolyn Towing Service. 77 Trinity Street, Drogheda.
If it's prams, buggies, or cots you're looking for, then you just have to go to Duffy's Toy World, Dominic Street, Drogheda, for the best selection around, and with these great prices too. For instance, Silvercross Carnival go-cars were £112.95, now only £94.95. Silvercross Malmo prams were £189.95, now £149.95. Silvercross range of go-cars, usually £99.95, now only £79.95. McLaren buggies from only £29.95. Bouncing cradles from £10.99, Britex car seats £39.95, and with playpens high chairs from £34.95. So for selection, price and service for all your pram and nursery needs, it's got to be Duffy's Toy World, Dominic Street, Drogheda. Oh, and these great offers are also available in Duffy's and Dunlear.
Please.
Samantha Fox on the radio today, and Touch Me. As for Anne-Marie Pentony and Money Moore, Brendan McCormick, and also for Mrs. Pentony, who's sick in bed, hello to you from Patricia and Paul. For Fiona Smith and Navin, who's 21 today. Hi, Fiona, for me, Mammy and Daddy, sisters and brother Brian. For Derek O'Donnell, 26 Trinity Gardens, once again, hello to you, 21 today, I'm told, Derek. From Joe, Billy, David and Brian. And also for Michael Smith at Madeline Tau, happy birthday from your daughter, Margaret. That's about the height of it. One more to go, and it's an oldie from the Beatles, the last one today. It's for Anne and Deirdre and Lucy and Joan and Maura. They're working here in Green Hills in Drogheda, and they want to hear this song from the Beatles. Thanks indeed for taking part in today's People's Choice. It's Boyneside Radio, Trinity City, Drogheda. That's the title. After Tradio on the top of the hour, join us again for one more hour of good music on Boyneside. So for the last one today, the Beatles and Penny Lane.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know. Him behind his back, and the banker never wears a mat in the pouring rain. Very strange. Penny Lane is in my ears and in my eyes. There beneath the blue suburban skies, I sit and lean while back in Penny Lane. There is a fire with an hourglass, and in his pocket is a portrait of the Queen. He likes to keep his fire engine clean. It's a clean machine. Another customer. We see the banker sitting waiting for a trim. And then the fireman rushes in from the pouring rain. Very strange. Penny Lane is in my ears and in my eyes. There beneath the blue suburban skies, I say.
You're listening to Boyneside Radio, broadcasting on medium wave and VHF stereo. It's 1 o'clock.
And you're welcome to today's Tradio. For sale, a navy baby buggy, excellent condition. Phone 041-22-441. For sale, a first Holy Communion dress, includes headdress and veil, size 26. Call to 347 Ballsgrove Drogheda. For sale, a luxury caravan, 14 foot 6 inches, with large awning, full oven, three-way fridge with freezer box, gas fire, as new. Phone 041-26406. For sale, a white leather three-piece suite, perfect condition, a tumble dryer. Phone 041-32084. For sale, a Wamsler solid fuel cooker, only 1 year old, heats up to 14 radiators. Original price, £1,050, selling for £750. Also, all parts for a Fiat 850 car or van. Two engines, £35 each. A gearbox, £25. Two starting motors, £10 each. Two radiators, £8 each. Five wheels with tires, 145 SO by 13 at £5 each. Call to 69 Mournview, Skerries, County Dublin. For sale, twin tub washing machine, only 1 year old, perfect condition. Call to number 2, Brickfield, Trinity Gardens, Drogheda, beside McCluskey's Bakery. For sale, a Knitmaster 321 knitting machine, perfect working order. Asking price, £95 for quick sale. Also the following parts for a 1974 Datsun Cherry, a reconditioned alternator, radio and speakers, a battery, new, a water pump, new, four tires. Asking price for all these items, £150. Call to 78 Newfield Estate, Drogheda, or phone 041 33302. For sale, 4 foot 6 inch four draw orthopedic bed plus brown Draylon headboard, as new. Asking price, £130. Also a Silver Cross go car, £40. A Syndico car seat, £15. Phone 041 36151. For sale, a Super Stanley cooker, 3 foot by 28 inches, includes boiler and is only 6 months old. Phone 041 34009. For sale, white bathroom suite, good condition. Asking price, £75 or nearest offer. Call to 137 Ballsgrove, Drogheda. For sale, a set of golf clubs, as new, includes Spalding Centurion irons and Hogan Woods, and a bag. Asking price, £200 or nearest. Call to 21 Forest Hill, Drogheda. For sale, PV 100 watt bass amp and custom sound 15 inch cab. £220 or nearest offer. Phone 041 38212. And if you'd like to advertise on radio, the number to call is 041 31699 or call in person to the Boyneside radio offices. And that concludes radio for today.
Conversation, stepping stones across the land. I never wanted to be a hero. I never wanted to be a man. I hurt you, darling. I made you cry. I hurt you, darling. Don't ask me why. Wear my sorrow, never will we go in time. Ain't no need to beg for power while you're there to drag me down. I hurt you, darling. I made you cry. I hurt you, darling. Don't ask me why. Would you?
Move Away There. That's a new single there from Culture Club, and a good song it is too. We've got a birthday request to go with that. It says, please play a song for our daughter, Leona Lynch of 2 Money More, whose 9th birthday is today. Wishing you a very happy birthday from Mammy and Daddy, brothers and Jason and Graham. And also for Eugene Leach at 23 Rathmullen, from Valerie, Leona, Jim, Jason and Graham. Here's the new single on the radio now from Chris Rea. Sad old song from Chris, it's called It's All Gone. It's 7 minutes after one. Good afternoon. You're with Boyneside.
Saturday. Padded jackets worth $44.99, now $19.99. Sweat jackets worth $26.99, now from $12.99. Skirts, shirts, and knitwear worth $19.99, now from $9.99. Sweatshirt dresses worth $32.99, now $16.99. Holiday sales start Easter Tuesday. Late opening Thursdays and Fridays till 9 p.m. Twigs, West Street, Florida. Bundoke and Navan Shopping Centre.
Darling, I've got great news for centrally heating our house.
Oh no, not again. I told you it's too expensive and it takes so long the whole house is destroyed.
Not with Aidan McHugh. Mary was telling me that Aidan put a fabulous central heating solid fuel system into her house in only a day and a half. And there's also a 12-month guarantee.
A day and a half? That really is good.
Well, not only that, Aidan arranges all the finance for only £7.50 a week. Sure, that's only a few pints.
I'd gladly forget those few pints to get heat all over the house and gallons of hot water.
Well, that's my man. I told Mary you'd do it my way.
Aidan McHugh at the 20s in Drogheda, telephone 041-38104. Our good name is your guarantee for realistic solid fuel central heating.
Free, free, free. Yes, absolutely free. Wogan's Furniture and Carpet Warehouse, Georgia Square, are giving away £5,000 worth of super quality duvet quilt covers with all deep-based divan beds. And all the beds are at low, low prices. 3-foot divan beds, £45. Pine bunk beds, £149. Bed cities, £99. For your beds at super special prices and free quilt covers, hurry down to the best furniture and carpet shop in town, Wogan's, Georgia Square, Drogheda.
Super value, Abbey Centre Drogheda, 1.5 litre minerals, 49p.
Cottage crisps, 6-pack, 49p.
Minerals, 6 cans, 99p.
Squeeze orange juice, 1 litre, 69p.
5 packets biscuits, 99p.
Nappies, tens, £1.19.
Potatoes, 4 stone bags, 2.99.
4 tins dog food, 99p.
Mince, 89p.
Rib steak, 1.29.
8 beef burgers, 99p.
£2 streaky rashers, 99p.
Back rashers, 1.69.
And pork sausages, 89p.
Remember, quality comes first at Super Value, Abbey Centre Drogheda.
We're taking a break in 2 minutes time for the latest national, international, local news. Join us after that for a little lunchtime love line on the radio.
Your message, baby. It's a sight to see you fade away.
The world is a sweet man.
He'll catch you in the end. It's God's revenge. Oh, I know I should come clean, but I prefer to deceive.
Every day I walk alone.
Yes.
God won't see me.
I know it's wrong. I know it's wrong. Tell me why. If it I'm in your pain, I know I'm in a home to fill in. Oh, but I wouldn't call that living.
I'm like a boy among men. I'm like a permanent friend.
I'd love to think that I was just myself again. Oh, tell me why. Is it I'm in your pain? I know I'm.
Where can you buy at wholesale prices? Boots, shoes, socks, boiler suits, anoraks, donkey jackets, and all the working man's clothes at the Safety Centre, Donaghy's Mill, Drogheda, County Louth. Telephone 041 31155.
Morningside Radio.
1:15, good afternoon. The Education Minister, Paddy Cooney, has announced a new move to try and divert the major teachers' strike next term. Addressing the Teachers Union of Ireland conference at Westport, he said the government is now prepared to appoint a chairman of the Teachers' Arbitration Board. There was a reaction from the INTO conference in Tralee from the General Secretary, who welcomed the announcement as the breaking of the ice. The Northern Ireland Secretary of State, Tom King, has urged unionists to accept an offer of new talks with Mrs. Thatcher to break the deadlock over the Anglo-Irish deal. He made the plea after a night of petrol bombing and hijacking in Belfast and sectarian attacks on Catholic homes at Lisburn. Mr. King said the violence was mindless and ludicrous. He also defended a ban on a unionist parade in Portadown, saying some very nasty dissident elements were intent on taking over the march. 3 men injured by plastic bullets during the rioting in Portadown yesterday are in the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast, and police say one of them is in a serious condition. Five people hurt during the trouble are still in the Craigavon Hospital, and 13 policemen had to have hospital treatment. A number of businessmen in the town of Portadown are having a meeting to discuss the implications of the disturbances, and they will make a statement shortly. The President and Mrs. Hillary have arrived at Vienna and amid tight security for the four-day state visit to Austria. The Foreign Minister, Peter Barry, and his wife are with the Irish party for the visit. The man killed when hit by a car at Sutton in Dublin last night has been named. He was 40-year-old George O'Flynn from Bettystown Avenue, Raheny. He was walking home with his son when he was knocked down by a vehicle. Gardaí are looking for anybody with information to contact them. Reports are in of two post office robberies in Dublin. At Ballyboden post office, a large amount of money was taken, and at a postmistress was slightly injured. At Bluebell in Inchicore, £200 to £300 was taken in that robbery, and three men were arrested near Finglas post office when they were seen acting suspiciously. An American company has confirmed that it's seeking buyers for interest in exploration licenses held by a subsidiary, Gulf Oil of Ireland. The Chevron Corporation in San Francisco, through Gulf Oil, holds interest in five exploration licenses for the sea off Southern Ireland. There has been a sharp fall in crude oil prices, with prices in New York dipping to below $10 a barrel. The sudden fall has been blamed on a statement from the United Arab Emirates oil minister that prices could fall to as low as $5 a barrel. Greenpeace campaigners were today releasing 1,000 markers in the sea off the Sellafield nuclear reprocessing plant in Cumbria. They hope that reports of where and when they come ashore will prove that radioactive waste pollutes beaches over a wide area. Yesterday they released more than 2,000 balloons to show where discharges of gas from Sellafield might go. A 45-man French observer force has pulled out of the Lebanon after a two-year tour of duty. The team have been monitoring ceasefire violations across the Green Line, which divides Christian East Beirut from the Muslim sectors in the west. Meanwhile, the Pan-Arab Revolutionary Command says it planted a series of bombs aimed at American and British targets in West Beirut. Police defused the devices. Police searching for 10-year-old Sarah Harper, who disappeared near a home at Morley in West Yorkshire last Wednesday, say she could have been abducted by someone she knew. They are very puzzled by a lack of clues. In the Rotherham's Ireland rally, Welshman David Llewellyn is keeping his metro out in front of Russell Brooks' Mantha. Austin McHale is the leading Irishman, and he's in third place in his Mantha. The rally will finish just before 2 o'clock at Belfast City Hall. And that's the Boyneside National and International News.
Did you know that government grants are now available for aluminium windows and doors? Contact Northeastern Aluminium, Coast Road, Mornington for free quotations and grant forms. Telephone 27029 day or night. That's Northeastern Aluminium on 27029 day or night. The Rosnery Hotel for parties, 21sts, anniversaries, reunions and socials. The Rosnery Hotel for grads, dinner dances, weddings, meetings and conferences. The Rosnery Hotel for breakfast, lunch, dinner or tea. The Rosnery Hotel. For details, phone 37673 or 37811.
And here's the local news. The condition of a County Meath man was said to be critical this morning at a ladies' hospital in Navan. Mr. Coleman Griffin, a man in his 60s, was struck by a vehicle as he was walking on a narrow country road near the village of Rathcarn last Sunday night. Mr. Griffin has an address at Tullahan Oge, Athboy in County Meath. The local group amongst the contingent of 150 Irish people who spent Easter week on a 100-mile trek through the Holy Land returned home tired and weary on Sunday night. The group, led by television personality Donach O'Dooling, included Drogheda girl Linda Farrell, who has been telling Boyneside Radio about her memorable experience.
Well, it's something that I will never forget because I never thought that I'd ever go out there. And having been out there now, everything was completely different to what I had thought it would be. And I went out there knowing only one person on the trip and came back knowing the 150 people. And it was just a great experience.
Well, before you went, you knew that you had a 100-mile walk.
ahead of you. How prepared were you for what you encountered along the way, and what actually was it like?
Well, when I got there, I had only walked a little bit here. I hadn't really done a lot of walking before I went out. But when I did go out, the time just flew, and we didn't even notice how many miles we were actually doing, because we were taking in the scenery as we went along our walk, and everything worked out great.
Well, when you talk about the scenery, how conscious were you that, to a degree, you are walking in the footsteps of our Lord?
Well, as you walked along, you were trying to think of the stories in the Bible, and it was really hard to believe that you were actually there. You know what I mean?
How different a country is Israel towards Ireland, or is it similar? Is it as modern a country?
No, it's a very poor country. The houses aren't really very nice. The roads aren't great. There's a lot of dusty roads. And as you walk through the desert as well, you see all the Bedouins, which is completely different to us. They're all living in little tents with their camels, and they haven't got much facilities at all out there. And as regards their shops, they're only little huts, and it's very poor country.
Well, you've made light of the fact that you average something like 20 miles a day walking in, we heard, temperatures of 102 degrees.
That's right. Today we walked through the desert, that's what it was, and the other days was around 90 to 100 all the time.
How did you cope with blisters?
On my first day I did get a blister, and just one, and so it didn't really stop me though from walking the rest of the days, because it wasn't too bad. But towards the end of my trip then I pulled a ligament in the back of my knee, so that sort of stopped me from walking one of the days. I only walked about 6 miles that day. So, but other than that, I did it all.
Well, you were working, of course, to raise funds for rehab. How successful was it from that point of view?
It was very successful. I got over £2,000, which was great, and thanks to everybody who helped me, I raised that much.
Well, we heard there was a reception for you at the end of the walk. Who actually was at that?
Well, we met the Israeli president, and there was a reception there. And then when we went back to the Shalom Hotel in Jerusalem, we met the Lord Mayor of Jerusalem, and that's who we met there. And there was a great reception for us, and there was an Israeli group playing Irish music for us there too.
Well, now that you've the experience behind you, do you contemplate further walks in further away places?
Well, as Dominic O'Dooling said, that he hopes to take out over 1,000 people next year, or more than 150 anyway. So maybe I will get there again, I don't really know.
Local Labour TD Michael Bell has said that the teachers' unions were fighting the public service fight in their dispute with the government over pay and had been abandoned by the Congress of Trade Unions. Deputy Bell has called for mediation in a bid to have the issue settled. Malicious injury claims submitted to the Louth County Manager for the month of March came to a total of £72,663, with the highest amount being claimed by Mr. James McGlynn for damage to property and premises at 8 Boyne Centre in Drogheda. Planning permission under the Local Government and Development Acts of 1963-83 has been granted to Mr. Thomas Burke for a proposed petrol filling station and shop at Dulleig Street in Drogheda, and also to Toker Construction for the proposed housing development and site works of 52 houses at Mell in the town. Firemen from Dundalk and Carlingford were called to tackle a blaze in a house in Carlingford yesterday morning at around 7:30. One bedroom was completely destroyed, but firemen managed to save the contents of the rest of the house by their prompt action in arriving at the scene. The annual Easter commemoration parade was held last Sunday in Drogheda. 11 o'clock mass was offered up by Bishop Lennon in St. Peter's Church in West Street, and a number of bands then took part in the parade, which was led by the colour parties of Na Fianna Éireann. An oration was then delivered at the Republican Memorial by Áine Ní Mhoireachtaí, a member of the Ard Comhairle in Dublin. Brendan Quigley, chairman of the Eastern Commemoration Committee, chaired the proceedings. Another weather forecast, sunny spells and isolated wintry showers. The showers will become frequent in the evening, especially in the northern counties. counties. Light to moderate west to northwest winds, gusty and showers, cold with maximum temperatures of 5 to 7 degrees Celsius, with minimum values tonight falling to 0 degrees with a light to sharp ground frost. Drying conditions moderate to good, and the outlook continuing cold up to the weekend with sunny spells and isolated showers by day, mainly dry at night with clear spells and a sharp ground frost at night. And the shipping forecast for the North Irish Sea winds west to northwest force 4 or 5, decreasing during the day to around force 3. And overnight the winds will tend to veer northwest to north, increasing to force 5. I'll be back at 3 with the next news bulletin.
Help our news team keep you better informed. With information, call the Boyneside Newsline on 041-36242.
Hello, Boyneside Newsline.
There's a fabulous clearance sale of Waterford Crystal at the gift shop Strand Street Scarries. As the owner is retiring from business, this is a once-off opportunity for you to buy this beautiful giftware at savings of 20% and even up to 25% off the recommended retail price. The gift shop is open Tuesday to Saturday each week, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Special opening Easter Sunday and Easter Monday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. So remember, the gift shop, Strand Street Scarries, ideal for wedding presents. Buy now while stocks last. Telephone 490063.
The Coal Heating Show 86 has arrived at the Drogheda Town Centre. The Coal Information Service Real Fire Fashion Show will run from Easter Wednesday to Saturday, April 5th, and admission is free. See all the latest appliances, cookers, back boilers and room heaters, and lots more too. Talk to the experts, they'll be delighted to help you. Don't miss the Coal Heating Show 86 at Drogheda Town Centre, Easter Wednesday to Saturday, April 5th. We look forward to meeting you.
Showing nightly at 8.15 at the Abbey One, Michael J. Fox is back from the future in Teen Wolf. Matinee at 3 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. And Late Show 11 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Chevy Chase and Dan Aykroyd star in Spies Like Us at the Abbey 2. Nightly at 8.15. And Late Show 11 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. And Matinee on Saturday, Sunday and Monday at 3 p.m. Special shows at 6 p.m. on Easter Sunday, Monday and Tuesday. The Abbey 1, Rocky 4, Abbey 2, King Solomon's Mines. Please note...
We got it, the great sound of today, bubbling Boyneside Radio, in touch with you.
You would like to advertise on the biggest local radio station in Ireland. Dial 041-37242. Or from Northern Ireland, 0011-37242. Boyneside Radio, at your service.
I can wait another day until...